You are listening to Confessions of a Counselor podcast with Janice, mental health in bite-sized chunks. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Confessions of a Counselor. I'm your host, Janice, and in today's episode, I thought we would talk about our therapeutic tool belt. So it's a conversation I've been having with clients on a fairly regular basis lately as they establish their skills and their tools as they've kind of worked alongside me for an extended period of time. Okay, so let's jump right in. So therapy and building your tool belt. So this is something that I talk about and that kind of comes up in sessions on a fairly regular basis. So once I've been working with a client for a while and we start to build some basic skills that kind of establish a good routine and allow them to check in and they're starting to notice things, oftentimes I start to hear the story of, I never would have thought to use this skill, even though it seems so simple. And this is something that I hear often, and I think it's really important to note that even though we are seeking support through therapy and we're doing the very hard work of establishing routines and building skills, the skills themselves are not necessarily these outrageous things that require so much time or effort or a lot of outside skills or knowledge, right? So oftentimes these things that we're establishing in therapy are quite simple. They're quite straightforward. But if we haven't thought about them in the context of our lives, or if we haven't thought about the way in which we could use the skills that we already have in a context to support ourselves, it can be really hard to start to establish these things. So for instance, breathing. So this is a skill that I teach in therapy a lot. And oftentimes people think, well, either that's a little bit hokey or that's not going to fix all of my problems, or that seems too simple to actually have any effect on the stress in my life. And this is one that it's quite simple. It's quite straightforward. But it doesn't make it easy to establish it into our routine. But it is a skill that we can use so effectively to take us from when we are living outside of our window and bringing us back into our window. When we are consistent with it, when we recognize when we are out of our window and when we're willing to try something new to support ourselves, right? So this is something that I see often in therapy of, let's build a tool belt, let's build skills that are easy to pull out, that they are simple to use, so that when I'm feeling stressed or when I'm not sure what to do, I can more easily access what I need to do in order to feel better. So I guess what I'm trying to share in this podcast is that therapy doesn't have to be complicated. Therapy doesn't have to be this really hard thing in terms of the skills that we're using. But the hard part is the work that we're doing and the recognition and self-reflection that we need to do in order to practice those skills. So I hope that this is helpful, and I hope that it kind of gives you an insight into that therapeutic process a little bit more. Until next time, take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Confessions of a Counselor podcast is available anywhere you like to listen to your podcasts, both on Apple and Android. New episodes are released every Friday. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to join the conversation, leave a review, or subscribe to the podcast hosted on Spotify. You can find all these details on janicelyons.com. Until next time, take care.